Paper 4. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. A dog's life. Good morning, everyone. This is Bill Daniels welcoming you to our program, Pet Corner. I am happy to introduce Jane Hansen, who is going to talk about people who spoil their dogs.
Good morning. I know all of us love our pets and do our best to care for them, but today I would like to talk about people who take things too far. Although these pet owners believe that their dogs benefit from being spoiled, this is not always the case.
But how do we draw the line? As you said, all of us love our pets. So how do we know when we have stopped caring and started spoiling?
Well, one question pet owners should ask themselves is if what they are doing is really for their pets or for themselves. For example, although it's hard to believe, there are people who plan marriage ceremonies for their pets. On the big day, the bride wears a wedding dress designed especially for dogs. The groom wears a suit, and even the bridesmaids wear dresses and accessories like necklaces or bows. There is even a story about a dog wedding in Indonesia with 100 guests. I'm sure all of you agree with me that this is way too much. As an expert on animal behavior, trust me when I say that no animal loves wearing a dress or a suit. Another example of things pet owners do for themselves is buying perfume for their dogs. It's important to note that there is a difference between bathing your dogs when they are dirty and spraying them with perfume. Because dogs have a stronger sense of smell than people, they might actually suffer from this.
Oh, that's something I hadn't thought of. Are there other examples of spoiling pets?
Of course. One of the most common ways people spoil their dogs is by buying too many expensive toys for them. It might surprise you to hear that one of the country's leading toy stores has designed special toys for dogs. These toys are made of different materials or make sounds, just like the ones parents buy for their babies. I really see no need for this.
I agree. What about food? Do dog owners also spoil their pets with food?
Yes. In general, people spoil their dogs in two ways when it comes to food. First, they overfeed them. This is a problem, since eating too much leads to obesity and diseases related to being overweight. The second way they spoil their dogs is by buying them expensive gourmet foods. In Berlin, for example, there is a special restaurant just for cats and dogs. This, too, I believe, is too extreme.
I agree. Are there other examples?
Of course. One of the problems of having pets is finding a place for them when their owners go on vacation. Although there are kennels that provide a good solution, some owners choose to take their pets with them to hotels that allow guests to bring pets with them. This is acceptable, and I see nothing wrong in enjoying long walks with your dog while on vacation. However, there are dog owners who choose to stay at very expensive hotels that offer really unnecessary services. I know of one hotel near Paris that has a special room service menu just for dogs. It also has a dog beauty salon and even a dog psychologist. Now, don't you think that is a bit too much?
Absolutely. I'm sorry to say that our time is up. I want to thank you, Jane, for opening our eyes to how we spoil our pets. And until next time, this is Bill Daniels wishing you all a great week.